want to speak tonight about a topic not directly related to what we're learning this week, but kind of fundamental to the whole idea of Shemitah, Shemitah's Kesafim, Shemitah's Karka, Shemitah's everything. What year exactly is Shemitah? We know, of course, we're going to be observing next year a Shemitah, Tav Shinayin Hei, 2015. Is that really the year of Shemitah? So, in order to understand the question, it actually is a machlokes. There are several shitas. In order to understand the question, we have to first go through a little background about how the calendar works. We're not going to get into the real technical stuff. We're going to simplify all the calculations, perhaps oversimplify. Just go through a basic explanation of what we're dealing with when we discuss Shemitah. All of our calculations of Shemitah are not based on a Masara of we remember when the last Shemitah was and the Shemitah before that. Our calculations of Shemitah are based primarily on a single statement of Chazal. Chazal say that the Bayis Sheni, the year of the Churban of the Bayis Sheni was Matzei Shviyas, was a year after Shemitah. So the year of the Churban Bayis Sheni took place the first year of the Shemitah cycle, and that year minus one was a Shemitah. Now, we have good calculations. We have, you know, accurate historical calculations for how many years we are since the Churban. You know, we don't rely on Chazal for that. Chazal were pretty much finished. We have Talmud Bavli still then, but we have pretty accurate calculations from the time of the Bayis Sheni. What we don't have are historical records from before that. For that, we have Midrashim, the Seder Olam primarily. All of our calculations are based on the Seder Olam. But in any event, our calculations of Shemitah are based on this Chazal. Let's say that the year of the Churban Bayis Sheni was Pashtus. Again, a little more complicated than that, but Pashtus, the year of the Churban Bayis Sheni, was one year after Shemitah, and that year minus one was Shemitah. The problem is, of course, what year, according to our calendar, was the Churban Bayis Sheni? We know the Churban, the Bayis stood for 420 years, we know all the different numbers, but it turns out that it's actually a major machlokes Rishonim, what year the Churban was.
Seder Olam says a year, doesn't
he? Seder Olam does say years, but there are questions how to interpret the Seder Olam. We'll discuss that a little more soon about some of the ambiguities in the Seder Olam. But basically, you know, to use the secular dates, just for simplicity, just because they're possibly a little more accessible to us, even though there's a mitzvah, as we discussed elsewhere, to use Hebrew dates. Basically, the machlokas is whether the Churban occurred in what the non-Jews call the year 70 CE or the year 69 CE, which means, according to what we just said, either the year 68 or the year 69 was a Shemitah year.
Nobody says 68 was the year the Churban?
Might be a third shita, I'm not sure. These are the two main shitas. Now, our shita, the shmita we follow is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam himself has quite a complicated discussion about it, but we follow the maskana of the Rambam based on the Gaonim, a tradition of the Gaonim. We follow the opinion that that's another step. The first question is when was the Churban, in order what year was shmita. The next question is how do you calculate shmita from then? Is it simply every 7 years, which is what we actually do? We don't count Yovel anymore. We don't have Yovel. We just count 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, Lolem Vod. There is another Shita that we still do count Yovel. Even though we don't practice Yovel, there is another Shita that Yovel is still necessary to keep track of in order to count the Shemitahs, because the cycle is a 50-year cycle. You count 7 Shemitahs, then you have a Yovel, even though we don't do Yovel, and then you skip 1 year, and then you start the Shemitah counting again. This is actually Machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Darim says that according to the Chachamim,
The Chacham say Yovel ain't Olam in Shavua.
Machlokas is whether Yovel takes any place, we have to skip a year for Yovel or not. The Chacham say that you go in 50-year cycles. Yovel doesn't count. Yovel is that you just skip and start again after Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda says Yovel does count. The Gemara brings Rayas. The Gemara says they told Rabbi Yehuda, it says Sheishanim Tezra Sadecha. There have to be 6 years of planting. According to you, that Yovel is, you start counting Shemitah right away after the last Shemitah, then Yovel is the first of the next 7 years, then you only have 5 years you can plant, because you can't plant during Yovel. So Rabbi Yehuda answered them back. He told them, well, anyway, the Torah is not talking about that case, because the Torah says that the Torah will give you a bracha that the Tevuah should last for 3 years. In the case of Yovel, it lasts for 4 years. The Torah is not talking about that case. And me too, I agree. Usually there'll be 6 years, sometimes it'll only be 5 years. The Torah wasn't talking about all cases. In any event, we have Machlok to be Yehuda and the Rabbanan, whether Yovel simply fits into the regular 7 year cycle and you just keep counting 7 years indefinitely, or whether Yovel is a separate year and then you have to add 1 year every 49 years and count cycles of 50. This is even before the Churban. Now, the shaila how we paskin. The Rambam's maskana is, the Rambam initially held that we should paskin like the Chachamim, and we should therefore count cycles of 50. However, he says, the Gaonim, the long series of Rambams, not going to get into all the details, but he says, logically, this is what he held, but he says the Gaonim held that no, the Gaonim held that they only counted Yovel during the Bayis, but since they stopped, even after Yovel stopped being Noheg, they were still counting Yovel during the Bayis, even during Bayis Sheni, but Bizman Hazeh, or between the two Batei Mikdash, or Bizman Hazeh, we don't count Yovel at all, so Bizman Hazeh, we basically go like Rabbi Yehuda, that we count 777. Why should that be? Why should there be a chiluk between Zman HaBayis, even though Yovel wasn't Noheg and Bizman Hazeh? So I saw Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin brings two pshatim, one from the Ar Samech, one from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. The Ar Samech says it's based on drushes and the Taras Kahnim. Rav Chaim has a whole lumdus. He says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Yovel at all because Yovel needs Beis Din. Yovel needs an official kiddush of Beis Din. We don't have Beis Din today. Bizman Hazeh, there is no Yovel, so we just count Shemitah. Mashen Kain, Shemitah doesn't need any kiddush. Shemitah is automatic. Mashen Kain Bizman HaBayis, even if they weren't Noheg Yovel for its own dinim because they didn't have Kol Yoshevei Aleha, since they had a Sanhedrin who could establish Yovel, Yovel was established and it affected the calculations of Shemitah. But in any event, that's the Shita Sarambam, and that's the Shita that most people follow today, that pretty much everyone follows today, that the method of counting is 777 without any adjustment for Yovel, which makes the calculations easier. If you look in the Ramah, the Ramah says that Shemitah was in Shin Chaf, which is 1560, or Shin Chaf Zayin, which is 1567, you can just say, you can very easily calculate forward to today's date, and when all the poskim gave various shmitas in their days, in the 15th century, in the Rambam, in the 12th century, so it's very easy to make the calculation, it's just modulo 7 arithmetic. The other shaila we started to discuss before is, you have to know what year was shmita. Rav Zevin says, the shailas of halacha and shailas of matias. The question was the year, was the Churban in 70 or 69? Was shmita therefore in the year, Shmita was 1 year before the Churban, was Shmita therefore in the year 69 or 68. Again, we follow the Shita, to Rambam again. Shmita was 69. That's why if you subtract, you know, again, using the non-Jewish dates for simplicity, if you subtract 69 from 2015, it's exactly 278 times 7. That fits in exactly. Our Shmita is working on the same cycle. There is the other Shita, the Shita of Rashi, that was actually the year before that was Shemitah, was the year the Churban was in 69, and Shemitah was in 68, which means last year was Shemitah, and that's a different Shita. And there are these two different machlokas, and there's a machlokas, A, off by one, what year Shemitah was, B, there's a second machlokas about whether you count simple sevens or you count 49s or 50s. The minhag, the universal minhag today, certainly is like the Rambam in both questions, that the year 69 or the year 2015 is Shemitah, and it's based on just counting seven over and over. Mention the Seder Olam. There is a certain confusion. This comes up and is often misunderstood. I'm not sure I understand it myself that well. When we count the year 5,775 after Rosh Hashanah, there are actually three ways historically in Yadus, in among Poskim, among Chachamim, among Chachmei Yisrael, there were actually three different ways to count the years. Now, people sometimes think that there's a question about what year we're actually in. That is not the case, at least not according to the mainstream Shitas. The mainstream understanding is we know exactly what year we're in. We know exactly how many years it's been since Bryas HaOlam. The only question is in convention, is what number we call it. There are three Shitas. For simplicity's sake, let's assume that we're following the Shita that Rosh Hashanah was, that the Olam was Nivra in Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day of creation when Adam HaRishon was created, was Rosh Hashanah. The world existed for 5 or 6 days before that, from middle of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah was Adam HaRishon's birthday. So there are three Shitas for how the numbering works. Basically, one Shita says that Adam HaRishon's first year after that Rosh Hashanah, beginning that Shabbos, and that first year of Adam HaRishon's life, that was called year zero. And when Adam HaRishon reached his first birthday, the next year began year one, but that first year is still year zero. The second Shita is that year was actually year one. That was Adam HaRishon's first year, that was year one. The third Shita is that year one actually begins on began before that. The 6 days of creation were year one, and when they hit Rosh Hashanah on Adam HaRishon's birthday, that was already year two. So the question is Adam HaRishon's first year, right after the story of Maaseh Bereishis, was that called year zero, year one, or year two? Most shita say that the shita we follow actually counts Adam Rishon's first year as year two. We start counting from what's called Molad Tohu, from the period of before Adam Rishon was born. We count from the first pasuk in Bereishis, those 5 days. That was already considered the first year, and after Shabbos, Friday and Shabbos hit, that was year two. That's called counting from Molad Tohu. Our system is based on that. Molad Barad, it's sometimes called. The first Molad was, with the way the calculations work, it was on a Monday, it was on, and so on. That's what we count. That's sometimes called counting from the Yetzira, because year one was from creation itself, not from Adam. The second sheet is called...
Well, year one was only 6 days, you mean?
Yeah, year one was only 6 days, and then they already hit year two
So you could have a year without a Shabbos.
I guess so. It comes out that way. there were other shitas who used the other system that counted 1 year off. They were 1 year behind. Basically, according to them, this year would only be 5,073, and next year would be 5,007. Next year would be 5,074, because they started counting from. They didn't count those first 5 days. They did not count Molad Tohu. They only started counting from the. They only started counting from the year, from when Adam had his, from after Friday and Shabbos. The third shita, which I think is what the Seder Adaris uses, is what they call Shanim Shlemus. They only counted after Adam had a full year, 354 or 365 days, whatever it was. That the next year was called year one, because one full year had elapsed. So there's sometimes confusion.
So there was a year zero, essentially.
Yes, it's year zero, or a year even negative one, according to some shitas. But these differences are not differences in fact. The facts are not in dispute. Everyone agrees, if you hold Rosh Hashanah Nivra Ha'olam, everyone agrees that there were 5 days, and then the next year, and we know what year we're in. It's just a question of what year you call it.
Definition.
Yeah, definition, right, just convention. Convention and definition, but not fact. There's a get pasher who talks about in Gittin, we write in a get, the language of a get is, Laminian Sha'anu Monin Po. We write that Lashon in Ksuvas and other places, we write that this is the year, 5774, Laminian Sha'anu Monin Po, the count that we do here. What does it mean we do here? The get pasher said, because in his time, there was still different systems. He says there was Mizrach and there was Marav. People in the West had Arminog that they counted 1 year, one more year, because they counted Molad Tohu. They counted the year one all the way back from those first 5 days. In Mizrach, and then the East, I guess he says, they actually counted from Minyan Adam. They counted 1 year later. So they actually wrote it. He says they actually wrote a different year in Gittin. So you have to know where your get was written in order to know if you see a number, the number was not universally used. Sometimes people seem to think this means it's actually machlokas, how far ahead we are in the since Bria Sa'olam, but that is certainly not the mainstream approach. But in any event, everyone agrees pretty much that we know, again, convention and definitions vary, but everyone agrees that we know how many years passed since the Churban. The two machlokes, and therefore only are, what year was the Churban, historically? Chazal tell us, but this machlok is what Chazal meant. And the other question is whether you count in groups of 50 or you simply count simple 7. Just want to discuss one last point. There's a very interesting shayla. Since there is actually a machlokes, we pass like the Rambam, but there is actually a machlokes. The question is there a basis for kula on the grounds that Shemitah, especially if it's only Drabanan, Shemitah's Ksafim, or even certain parts of Shemitah's Karka might only be Drabanan, is there a basis to be Mekel based on Safik Drabanan Lakula? The first one to raise this point was the Mabit. The Mabit had a tshuva where he suggested on Limud Tzchus, certain people will Mekel Rafi Yadayu and Shemitah because anyway, we're not sure what year it is, so Mela, maybe that's only a Shalav of Drabanan, and it's a Safik Drabanan, so there's basis to be Mekel. The truth is, There is a strong argument against this. Beis Halevi brings a famous kasha of the Ran. The Ran says, the Gemara in Pesachim Kufches says, Arba Kosos is a mitzvah drabanan. Some say you need Haseba in the Gemara in the first two Kosos, some say the second two Kosos. So because we don't know, because there's no Hakra, the Gemara says we do all four. Says the Ran, what happens to Safa Drabanan Lakula? The Ran has two terutzim. One terutz is, it's pretty easy, just do Haseba anyway, why not? That would not seem to apply to Shemitah, although Beis Halevi has an elaborate reason why he thinks that still might apply here also, why that teretz of the Ran doesn't make a difference here. The second teretz of the Ran, which is much talked about, is that since if you would apply Safek Drabanan Lakula, you would say, I don't have to do the first two, because that's a Safek. I don't have to do the second two, because that's a Safek. And you wouldn't do any. And if so, you're going to be okay with the whole idea of Haseba. That can't be. That's intolerable. So you can't, basically, the way the Achronim explain it is you can't say Safek Drabanan Lakula when applying it consistently will lead to a Tarta Disaster, and you'll be mevatel the whole Takana it would be mevatel the whole takana of Chazal.
Why? You wouldn't be mevatel. You eat matzah with a seba.
Sorry?
You eat matzah with a seba.
Okay, right. But I guess he feels in a seba on the abrikosis itself is an interesting point. But I guess he feels in a seba on the abrikosis would be enough of a problem for mevatel totally. Right. The Mishnah Melech actually suggests the Mishnah Melech asks a steer in the Ran. He says that when it comes to Megillah, Machlok is Rambam and Ran, but the Ran says if you have a place which is a suffix, whether it's considered a walled city or not, so what do you do? The Ran says, just read it on Yedalot. You don't have to do both. Just pick one. Well, which one? The first one. Do Yedalot. Most people do the first one. It's the first one. Just do the first one. So the Mishnah Melech says, why? According to the Ran, why don't you say that when you have a suffix, so if you can't do either, then you do neither, and that can't be. So do both. How come when it comes to abrikosis, he says you do all four, both sets of two, and here he says you only do one? So one, Mishnah Melech suggests that when it comes to Megillah, you won't be mevatel the whole takana of Megillah, because every other city in the world will have a proper Megillah. Abrikosis, he says, you're going to mevatel the whole haseba. Again, he doesn't discuss matzah, but he does say that similar idea, that it depends whether the takana will be kayim somewhere else. Beis Halevi says that in his time, there were people who were moving to Eretz Yisrael, they started to be Noach Shemitah, and they looked for kulos. They didn't want to have to be Noach the full Shemitah, so one of the kulos was, they suggested, Safek Rabbanu l'Hakel. Since we're not sure what Yer Shemitah is, we can be Mekel. So he says, that Mabit already suggested that, but Mabit himself didn't want to be Selmech on that. And we don't go like that. And he says, there's a Tshuva of the Maral Bach, who also used this idea of Suffolk, but not to be Mekel in both years. Maral Bach wants to know why we don't have to be Machmer on both years, why we don't have to be Machmer on the Machmer on for the Cholkim of the Rambam. If it's a Daraisa for sure, even Drabanan, why aren't we Machmer for the other Shitas? Maral Bach said, because ultimately it's Drabanan and you don't end Suffolk Drabanan Lakula. But the Maral Bach was not saying you can use that to be Mekel on the Rambam Shemitah, just to be Mekel, why you don't have to do two Shemitas. So the Beis Halevi says there's no havamina to use the idea of Safek Rabbanan Lakula to make it even on the Rambam Shita. And the Ran, he says, the Zichur does not apply because Adrabah, according to the Ran, it would be a Tarchi disaster, and you certainly can't do that. You certainly can't be Mevatel both Shemitas because we have to keep both Shemitas, but you certainly can't be Mevatel both Shemitas because of Safek Rabbanan Lakula. Just want to point out, but closing, the Stipler also deals with the Stira and the Ran that Mishnah Melech deals with. How come in Megillah he says only one, and in Abrikosis he says both? So all the lumpness of the Stifler is beyond the scope of our running out of time. But the Stifler basically says that there's a din that if two people go on two shvilin, one has tumah, two people walk, so one of them is vade tumah, one of them is tar. If only one of them walked, we would say safek lekula. Tumah brishus harabim, safek lekula. If they both walked, if they both come to ask us the shalat together, we can't be makel for one and not the other, so we say we're machmer for both of them. If they came b'zeh or zeh, if they came separately, then each one, you asked, you're a mutter. You asked, you're a mutter. It's not consistent. So what? We don't have to be consistent. Each one has a heter by himself. Says the stipler in the Kilos Yaakov, that's the hesber in the Ran. Arbakosos, beginning of the night, you're asking us about the arbakosos. You have it's one mitzvah, it's one chiyuv that they're all chal on tonight, on Pesach night. It's like we're asking both shalos together. So if we're going to tell you each one is mutter, that would be a tachi disaster. That can't be. Mashiach Kane, he says, when it comes to the Megillah cases, he says, this year, he says, on the 14th, you have a suffix, are you mechuyev today or not? And the 15th, you have another suffix. Those two are not considered. Those two are like b'zeach or zeh, the Stipler says. So Mela, really, you shouldn't have to be machmer then for either of them, he says. Why do you have to do even the first one? So that he discusses why you have to do even one. But you certainly don't have to do both. According to the Stipler, it should come out that Shemitah very likely is like the case of the Abrikosis. Shemitah is probably more like the case of the Megillah. You don't have to understand why the Megillah, you have to do the first one at least, but in any event, it's not so posh that the Tarchi disaster reason would be a problem in the case of Shemitah if it's more like Megillah and less like Abrikosis.